Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Thomas Holland down in Grapevine, Texas. How you doing?
Doing great.
Thanks for being with me. You're in the news today, and so I'm glad you were able to get on the horn with me this morning, because you've just been awarded another award. You've gotten a lot of recognition for some things you're doing, and we'll get into that. But this morning we're running the news that the state of Texas, some organization named STAR, has given you their annual leadership award. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we were just real excited to be awarded that. It kind of came without really knowing too much about it. It's the State of Texas Alliance for Recycling, and it's an organization. They promote recycling and all the things that we should be doing these days. D-Capsule, our business manager, was the one who was notified about it, and it was just exciting to get.
Yeah. Well, let's set the stage a little bit about what you're up to. You are a commercial flooring contractor. You're our StarNet member. I know you from that. You're down in Grapevine. You actually have, you know, for a long time, you did business as Corporate Floors, Inc. You were basically, you know, a commercial contractor, and you were looking for a way. I mean, you were conscientious about all this carpet you were taking out, and a couple years ago, you started looking for something to do with it, and you actually started another side business called Texas Carpet Recycling, and you've gotten a lot of recognition for it.
Yeah, it's been real exciting. We got in the business a few years ago. We had a customer of ours. We've been a commercial flooring contractor in Dallas since 1997, and been a StarNet member for the last couple of years. We've been excited to be part of their organization. We've also members of Millicare, Commercial Carpet Care, been involved with them for about 15 years. Yeah. So we're a full-service flooring dealer, and just had a customer who was looking to make sure the carpet didn't go to landfill. And at the time, the industry is still very new, and even today, there's challenges with finding homes for carpet other than the landfill. But we felt that there was a way to have a better solution. So we looked around. We couldn't find anybody on any one source on the commercial side that could help us. There were avenues for residential carpet. So we created our own company and thought we could figure it out. We did, and haven't looked back since.
All right. You're a member of CARE, I noticed. That big project you had, or that big customer that you're trying to help out, was that American Airlines project you were doing?
It was. That was last year. That was a great project. I mean, everybody, you know, came to bat. That was a joint project between us, American Airlines, and even two carpet mills. Tandis took a lot of the carpet back. Shaw helped coordinate with us to make sure the customer got some discounts along with Tandis. So it was a very good deal. CARE was part of it. It just, everything came together. CARE's been a great organization for us. It's a great resource. We can talk to other collectors around the country and do best practices and see what's new, and they kind of lead the industry and the carpet recycling research.
Yeah, I think we actually ran that story on Floor Daily last year. I was looking up your name this morning knowing I was going to talk to you, and that was a 70,000-yard project that you did for American, and that's kind of what got you in the business then.
Yeah, that was actually came about a year after we opened. It was the largest project at that time. Since then, we've done a lot more carpet than that. Today, we one of the things we knew about the recycling business is it would all be based on volume, and we couldn't produce enough volume ourselves as Corporate Floors to make that a viable business. So we branded it as a separate company. We first approached some of the other StarNet dealers in our market and wanted to see if they would have an interest in working with us. A lot of them did, and a lot of very forward-thinking companies out there were servicing dealers in Houston, Dallas, Lubbock, all over the state of Texas right now.
And according to the latest press release I've gotten from you, you're going to recycle 3,000 tons of carpet this year is what it looks like.
Yeah, we've almost doubled our output from last year. It keeps going up. Dee Castle, our business manager, she's done a terrific job in finding outlets and relationships. And, you know, most businesses relationship-based. But finding people that can help us on the back end, that's one of the big challenges that the industry holds today is finding really viable, green, acceptable resources that we can send the product to that doesn't make it a worse problem. And so she's lined up a lot of those. That's given us an almost unlimited capacity, which is a rare thing in our industry today.
Well, I got to admit, Thomas, looking back, this was a smart move on your part. You were named the 2009 Inc. 500 Top Green Companies. You've been featured in Dallas Business Journal. You know, you're on CARE's website as one of their leading recyclers. It's gotten you a lot of recognition to do this. Let me just ask you, with the economy being soft this year, You say you've continued to grow on the recycling side. How is Corporate Floors doing this year?
You know, we're knocking on wood. We're about 30% up over last year.
My gosh, that's great.
We're having a record year. Mm-hmm. It's really attributed to the team of folks we have. Everyone works very hard to take care of the customers we do. We're a smaller dealer in the Metroplex, but we've got a real good niche of clients. They've really taken care of us, and hopefully we'll continue to take care of them.
Yeah. And most of your business is on the commercial side, is that right?
It's all on the commercial side. Yeah. We have offices in Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio. We have an agent in Oklahoma. We diversified a lot of our flooring product services. That's helped keep our volume up, and our maintenance side continues to have, you know, record year after record year. That's really the driver of our business.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Let me ask you one other thing. I noticed in one page on your website, the Texas Carpet Recycling website, that, you know, when you struggle to find outlets for this carpet you take out, as you say on the website, there's 4 or 5 mills that actually, you know, will take this stuff back, depending on what it's made out of. But then you also mentioned that, you know, there's the waste-to-energy alternative. And you go on to explain, and I'm actually agreeing with you, that burning this material is a great fuel source. So if you can't find another home for it, that's actually a responsible and viable outlet for it, isn't it?
We believe it is. It depends on where and how it's burned. If it's sent to lower temperature boilers, it's not a good solution.
No.
We have relationships with cement kilns that burn at much higher temperatures, which, according to their data, burns cleaner and hotter and produces more BTUs than coal. So it's a good deal for them. It's not a perfect solution yet. There's a lot of research to do still. A lot of plants are because the economy are shutting down, so that affects output tremendously.
Right.
But from our standpoint, they have an almost unlimited capacity to send product to because they consume so much fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's zero waste that comes out from our standpoint.
Right.
But the argument, it's a debate. A lot of people don't think that that's the right thing to do because of the carbon output. But we feel that's a technology that can catch up. We're landfill, it's there, it's going to be there, it's going to be there till the day our grandkids are there.
Right. Well, and even when you think about it, anything you do with it, I mean, whether you truck it back to Georgia,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, there's going to be some little bit more of a carbon footprint involved in taking it back into a useful material. I've written a few editorials where I think waste to energy is certainly something that's a viable option.
Yeah, we really feel pretty strongly about it. You know, there's so much carpet taken out of the ground, and I mean, really, until somebody at the end of the day invents something that they can make money with, mm-hmm. with old carpet,
right.
There's never going to be a solution.
That's right, and it is after all a plastic. I mean, it is a petroleum product, so I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. CARE's really working hard to work closer to the plastics industry. We think that's a great solution.
Right.
But there's a long way to go. It's not an easy solution. It's a complex product with lots of different components, and commercial is even worse just because of the more components that are in it. And it's designed to never fall apart. So
that's right.
You've got to deconstruct something that's got a lifetime warranty to never fall apart.
Exactly. That's the challenge.
Yeah.
Well, Thomas, I appreciate spending time with us this morning. We've been talking to Thomas Holland, who's the owner of Corporate Floors and also the owner of Texas Carpet Recycling. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.